Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am mad at you now. I don't care.
No, you will.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time. That means we're joined by Willard and Dibs.
Yeah,
it's
I got
as
help.
Simple as that.
I got help okay. Now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
With what?
Where do you want to start, man?
Where do you want to start?
Yeah.
What do you need help with?
Actually, where do you want to finish? Because this is the way it ends.
And expectations.
All right.
All I quietly said was, obviously out loud, I said, you know what? I do think Brock can get better as a quarterback. And they paid him with that built in that, you know, everything's been fine around you. But Steiny and others said that everything has to be perfect for him to pop. And I don't believe that. And then the show went its way.
Okay.
My gut,
but that's every
my gut would like to ask Steiny if that is a direct quote. Everything has to be perfect for it to go. I don't feel like you said that.
No, I didn't. It was another terrible, terrible characterization.
Yep.
And you know what that is, right?
Yeah, it's a terrible characterization sensation.
That's a buck.
Yeah. My feeling is there's things that are outside a quarterback's control that impact his performance. And 2 years ago, when you're operating with a healthy McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo was the extra weapon that you were able to have because Purdy's contract and Ayuk was clicking and Jennings was third and Juwan, it stands the reason that 2 years later, McCaffrey, let's say he's 80%, but he's not used in the running game like he is. Kittle's missing, probably a reason why the running game's not quite where it should be. Ayuk not playing. He's not going to be able to be as effective with lesser players surrounding him. You know, it's like if Curry's playing without Durant, then he's got to do more. Curry's a super. Here's what I. Okay, you ready for the analogy?
I heard it, and I liked it all the way up till the end. And
tell him, Dibs.
Your payoff was close, but no cigar.
I didn't hear it, so I'd like to hear what we're talking about.
Yeah, lay it out, and then I'll come in with my correction.
I said, like, injuries. Okay, I said, when we talk about quarterbacks who can carry. Okay, Lamar, Josh, those guys. I said, this is what I said. I said, if Steph Curry is on your, if you got Steph Curry and you have injuries, Steph will be able to carry you as much as anybody. Like, he'll mitigate the damage because he is Steph Curry. He's Patrick Mahomes.
Was this the Iguodala thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I did hear it. Okay. Yeah. The Iguodala thing.
And I just said, okay. Now you lose a guy. Let's say you lose a guy like Durant. To me, Durant is like a Josh Allen or maybe an Aaron Rodgers. Somebody like that. You can weather a little more. Are you going to win a title? I don't know. But to me, I look at Brock Purdy as a terrific distributor, a connector, and he's more like Iguodala.
I thought it would have been better if you said he's Clay, because Purdy can, like Clay, go on a heater for a game or two and
that's
actually
fair.
Carry you to a win. So I heard the whole thing, and you led up to it. I'm like, and you said, and
Iguodala.
Purdy, he's Iguodala. And I was like, ooh, that to me felt a little bit disrespectful. I think Purdy's more Clay than Iguodala.
Can I say that I liked the whole analogy, but I think that in general it's difficult to translate basketball ones to football ones. Like, here's something that's interesting. We will all accept that Lamar is a carrier.
Oh, you'll get some. No,
but,
I'll fight back over here.
They're 1-3.
And he's played his worst on the. He's James Harden in the playoffs.
Exactly. He has not been able to carry a team to where Brock has. Josh Allen, same thing. Now, they're 4-0, but has not been able to do everything in the playoffs, though I give him a nod because I'm like, dude.
He's been phenomenal, too.
If you lose 45-44, that's not the quarterback's fault.
Right.
It's not the quarterback's fault. Can I take this in a different direction? And, Goob, this is going to feel like it is directed at you. I know you are. I know you are. I wouldn't do it if it was otherwise. Look, if you're having a conversation about Brock Purdy's contract 2 games after he signed it, you didn't want him on the team in the first place. That's what I think. Like, it's been 2 games, and he won one of them with a 2-minute drive. Was it ugly? I don't care. He did it.
Neither do I.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you're having that conversation already, you're allowed to, but I'd like you to own that you didn't want him on the Niners to begin with.
Well, see, and I would, but that wasn't my intent.
Well,
I was sticking up for Brock on he still has growth, and they paid him to get better at his job, and I believe that.
I think everybody has room for growth.
But he told me.
Lamar and Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes have room for growth. But, like,
because I said he earned that contract, Mark. I'm on record.
Yeah, and he did. And the second piece of it is, this is my opinion, we got to get over this contract. We got to get over this idea that once you sign a contract, that means a cape comes with it.
Well, the expectations grow.
I disagree. He was the Niners starting quarterback before. He's the Niners starting quarterback now. The contract is a function of timing and where they're at in the arc of their team and his career. Nothing more. He was the starting quarterback that was supposed to win before. He's supposed to win now, but nothing about that money means he's supposed to do it by himself. And I hear it constantly. Oh, now you're making 55. You've got to now drive the bus, put everyone on your shoulders. Football never works that way. Ever, ever, ever works that way. And there are countless guys around the league making over $50 million who aren't doing anything near that, and nobody's talking about it.
I bring up Dak, I bring up Lamar.
Is this a national debate on the weekly about Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert? Do we do this? I don't hear it. I don't hear anyone talk about Justin Herbert. And he's a phenomenal player. He never won a playoff game and lost to the New York Giants last week.
But now he's got a good coach like Purdy's always had.
Right.
And you would say he's playing his best football.
I don't have an issue with Justin Herbert or Brock Purdy. They're phenomenal QBs, and their turn came up. Like, I just think we got to get past this money thing.
Well, I forget money for a second. When we talk about, like, carriers or whatever, I look at it very cut and dry. When I talk about the four guys, Lamar Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, those are the four guys that we generally put at the top, right? Those are the big boys. I do think those guys, on balance, get you to the playoffs. It's a regular season thing. That's where if you look at their records, I mean, I guess Burrow missed it last year, whatever, but you got Allen, you got Mahomes, you got Lamar Jackson, you got Burrow. Chances are you're going to the playoffs because they can elevate you there. And the playoffs, everything changed. Like, the playoffs are different.
Yeah.
So that's the distinction I make with those four, that, boy, they seem to guarantee some measure of regular season success.
It's interesting you say that, because I did a deep dive on the 11 quarterbacks who make 50 or more million, and it's actually 10 of them.
All right.
And I accidentally put Kyler Murray in there, but I'm glad I did, because he makes $46 million. And if you go through all of the guys, Jared Goff is 18-3 since he got the bag. He's 0-1 in the playoffs. And Brock Purdy is 1-1 since he got the bag, even though the bag hasn't arrived yet. We'll leave that aside for now. But Dak is 4-7-1 since he got that really big bag. Kyler Murray is 16-24. Joe Burrow is 16-13 without a playoff win, and he's going to miss 32 games.
Without a playoff appearance.
Right. So, and he's going to miss, he already missed 15 games. Yep. He's going to miss more than that. Tua is 7-8, and he's missed 6 games. And so, as you start to go through the bottom tier, and you're right, like Lamar, 26-11. Josh Allen's undefeated since he got the bag. Jalen Hurts is 27-9 with a Super Bowl. There's the top five or six who have been amazing, but as you get down into the Brock Purdy area, most of these guys have done nothing, and Brock Purdy's 2 games into it.
Gotcha.
Sort of.
Well, yeah, two games-ish.
Yeah, two games past when he signed it, but yeah. It hasn't even started yet. Yeah, these contracts are not bar mitzvahs. This is not like, okay, we've decided you're a big boy now, and now you're going to go lead us, and we're going to get rid of all of our other players, and we think you're an adult now. It's just time. That's all. It's just the year that you sign your QB, and do you like your QB?
And so they do, and that's why they gave him the bridge.
I actually have no issue if someone wants to stand up and say, I hated the contract the day they signed it in May.
Well,
if you want to say that, then say that. I don't think that's a crazy opinion. But for those that are just jumping on because he lost a football game.
Oh, no. Come on.
Like, the fact that we're having this conversation after he's played two football games is wild.
Well, how we got here is I was using it to defend him. But my thing is he's going to the team. No, he's going to be – okay, right now I think it's a fair bet to say Brock Purdy is going to outlast Christian McCaffrey in a Niner uniform. One day going to be his program. And why I feel that way is this contract that they gave him where they deem Brock Purdy good enough to lead us into the next iteration when we have our next McCaffrey. And maybe, if I take it one step further, when we have our next George Kittle. Like, you're looking at me as if this contract was not a ring on the finger.
It's not.
Niners are telling me with this, we have identified our next franchise quarterback.
They had already put a ring on his finger when they decided to make him the starting quarterback without any conversation, competition, or anything other than that.
And then they fell in love.
No, that's just timing. Like, you and I didn't propose to a woman because it was like, boy, if we don't this year, they're going to hold out on us. Like, that's different. They are already completely committed to him. And I heard you talk about that earlier, about, like, Brock's going to outlast Christian. It's the Niners' job to have a different good running back there when that happens.
Right, Freddie is our quarterback.
Right, but that's now, and that's then. That already has been. Like, I discount this idea that the Niners' plan is because we signed him, that means at some point he's got to do this. Be big dog, walk into the room, run this
What's
whole show.
What's wrong with that, Willard? Because it sounds like I'm hitting a nerve because you might think it's a bar that he can't reach.
It's not the way football works.
Yeah, it's like a movie script.
What do you mean it's not how football works?
I'm looking at Josh Allen. Yeah, no. Josh Allen, 2011, and they go 11-6, and this is who he had from a skill position standpoint, and stop me when you come to a guy who's still on the team. Right. Devin Singletary, Cole Beasley, Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, Dawson Knox. They went 11-6, and he had that.
I think Dawson Knox is still there.
Okay.
Their backup.
Emmanuel Sanders was 34, and Beasley was 32. I mean, this sounds a little bit familiar, and you got Trent, who's 37. So when Brock is here in 4 years, assuming he still is, Trent's going to be 41, and he'll be getting fitted for a gold jacket. Kittle will be 36. He'll be gone. McCaffrey will be 34. He'll be gone. All the rest, like, you might have Pearsall still here. I hope you do, but the turnover is natural in the league. And if Brock is one of the real ones, then it won't matter if it's Devin Singletary.
But
or
answer that
somebody
for,
else.
I hear you, Dibs. Answer that for me now. Is he a real one now? Because if what I'm hearing from you guys is that, like, you're running from the fact that it's going to be judged as the Brock Purdy era when it's all said and done. Just like Garoppolo stepped up and tried it, Trey Lance stepped up and tried it.
He's already being judged.
Dak Prescott in Dallas
is already being judged.
And that's what I'm saying.
I don't judge it that way. This idea
to the contract real quick was that's confidence from the team to me that they feel like this dude can handle that.
But I think they were already there. The contract is just a function of what day it was and what year it was. Like, even if I...
But it's a good thing, though, Mark.
Of course it is. But, it doesn't mean you're now supposed to be better than what you already were. It just means you're supposed to keep being the player that they think you already are.
Yeah.
If I even use the guys that everyone uses the examples of, like, oh, it's your job to carry us. You call them the carriers. Most of them haven't carried.
Exactly.
They haven't done it. So
it comes with the territory.
But I would then, let's back off the narrative. I don't think it exists. I don't think there are carriers. Like, we did that. We decided because they're great at fantasy football, because they are the biggest stat chasers, because they are the biggest, baddest players in the NFL, but they haven't won a Super Bowl either, aside from Patrick.
Yeah.
aside from Patrick, and I don't think
like that's Matt Stafford's now a carrier to me.
I disagree.
He won a Super Bowl.
He was a hired gun, and he delivered, and he was a laughing stock where he was at, or we could blame him and say he left a lot.
Look at that defense they had, and this is where the Mahomes thing. Part. He sure did.
Okay. A lot of guys do their part.
Patrick Mahomes 2 years ago when they beat the 49ers, he was not a carrier. They had an amazing defense that carried him the majority of the year, and even last year, Mahomes was not great. Was he a carrier? If you would have called him Pat Mahing, then nobody would have thought he was a carrier. But because he has this resume, we all think that he's a certain thing. And last year, he was quite frankly ordinary, and he had not much around him other than a really good tight end and a couple of timely catches from wide receivers, and they made the Super Bowl.
Like, let me ask you this, Goo. Yeah. Did Jalen Hurts, for you, did he change last year?
He did to me.
Yeah,
to
me, he did.
Because I was a big critic.
Yeah, he was already a good quarterback.
You didn't have him in the trash heap like I had.
I mean, think about it. If we really want to nitpick, are you essentially saying that Brock Purdy would be a carrier and would look at this completely different if Spencer Burford doesn't go the wrong way and you throw a pass to IU? This is one play over 5 minutes of our lives. And then you go down the other way and the Niners get a stop on 4th and 1. Now Brock Purdy's amazing, as opposed to instead.
Right.
What are we doing?
I was just giving him love because I felt like that contract was the team's love. There was an out. There was a way they could have severed the relationship. So I feel like Kyle and John think highly of Brock Purdy, and that's why he got the contract.
I thought they already did. What was the out? You said there was an out.
Go a different route. Try to find a different quarterback.
Listen, this is
what do you mean by when you say
that? That terrifies me. There are organizations who have been stuck in that purgatory my entire life. The Browns and Bears have been searching my whole life, and I'm 50.
Yeah.
So, and the Niners tried to do this already once, and they woefully screwed it up, and then they lucked into Brock Purdy.
Right.
And then I think it's so flippant to just be like, go get a different one.
Well, no.
You can spend the next 30 years looking for somebody who can win for you.
But, Mark, you sound, and I'm asking because I don't know, you sound like a guy when it comes to quarterbacks that it might irritate you when you hear bus driver.
You're listening real quickly to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Doesn't irritate me as long as you're allowing him to have a steering wheel, a gear shift.
Because it irritates me.
Not foggy windows, a gas pedal that works, brakes that have been serviced. As long as we're talking about that, sure, he's in a huge leadership position.
But at some point, help me out, guys. And Dibs, you said, how are we going to, when it's all said and done, judge Brock Purdy? And it's okay to judge him when it's all said and done.
Of course, judge him by what he's ultimately able to do.
The energy in the room is telling me he's different. I can't judge him.
You know who's a bus driver? You know who is the ultimate bus driver? Jalen Hurts. And you know what he did last year? He drove that damn bus, and it ran on time, and they picked up passengers, and he hit every stop, and he didn't run stoplights.
But then 2 years ago, he was in the Super Bowl and played his greatest game, and they lost.
Here are his game logs last year in the playoffs. Passing, 131, 128, 246, 221. This year, he has 5 touchdowns, no picks. He is doing what they need to do to win, and you've got A.J. Brown out there today talking about how
incredible.
He wants the ball. Yeah. You're 4-0, and all he's doing is winning football games. He's 27-9 since he got the bag. He doesn't put up big numbers. He rushes it. He's smart. Tush, push. They don't turn it over. So is that disrespectful to Jalen Hurts? Well, if you think about fantasy numbers and you want, like, he wanted to throw for 370 and all the rest of it, Jalen Hurts wins football games. So is he a bus driver? Sure, but he's driving one of those elegant, elite, luxury buses.
He's a talented quarterback.
Yeah, of course. He's a good player. He's a very good player. But, I mean, to Dibs's point, if you go to last year, and I know he missed 2 games, think of the benchmarks that we ask for, as you guys are calling him, the carrier.
Yeah.
What are the statistical benchmarks? How many touchdown passes is a good year?
Probably 30.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would look at Patrick Mahomes last year.
Jalen didn't even
have
20.
All right.
How many yards is a good year for a really, like, a good quarterback?
Passing yards?
Yeah, passing yards.
3,500.
Brock had over 4,000 a couple years ago. Jalen didn't even have three.
Right.
So, like, but that's all I'm saying. Like, he wins the last game. His team wins the last game. And now all the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sudden, we're going to rebrand somebody completely from what they do. I would much rather
you mean lose the last game.
No. The Eagles won the last game, and so now it's like now he's a good quarterback. He's already a good quarterback.
He's averaging 152 yards passing a game this year.
Dibs. He's all like I don't. Jalen Hurts is a talented guy that finally met the moment, and he did what you're asking him. But even to Willard's point. He didn't have to win a Super Bowl for Willard to sign off on him. Steiny's point was who's a carrier and who's not. And I think the Niners paid Brock for one day to grow into that carrier role when stuff deteriorates or they got to make decisions and maybe it's not limousines and tuxedos around you at every position.
But to me, there's no such thing as a carrier.
Yep.
Joe Burrow led the league last year in passing yards and all the rest of it, and their defense was so bad, who cares? And Burrow is 16-13 since he got the bag, and now he's out again, and now they are in a free fall. Shout out Tom Petty. So Joe Burrow's a carrier, but what are you carrying? You know what you're carrying? You're carrying that green bag of dog poop that you had to pick up because your dog dropped the deuce on the trail. He's a carrier, but what are you carrying?
I would just rather use our eyes.
And
that's it. And so if you don't like – and I'm not stupid. Yeah. Brock had a terrible game on Sunday.
Was
and,
bigger than the game.
Yeah, like, right. And you know, if you didn't like Brock last year, I think there's some nuance there, but – you know, that's more game to game than just saying he had a bad year. I don't think he had a bad year. The Niners did. He wasn't as good as he was the year before. I get all that, but I think we're all smart. Like, look, just watch football. And then who's a good quarterback? Who do you want? Who do you want on your team? You know what I mean? Like, Baker Mayfield's not a carrier, but I know a lot of people want him on their team right now. Good player.
He's changed the narrative.
Yeah, he's a good player. And Daniel Jones might be in the process of doing that.
Dak, too.
Yeah, I can never give the star anything.
All right, go ahead, Stan.
I'm not married to the term carrier. What I'm saying is, when I look at Lamar Jackson and Burrow and Mahomes and Allen, do I know anything about the rest of their personnel? Let's say not really, but I feel like John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, McDermott, like if they put a team around them that's competent, solid, and they nothing fancy. They just put a good, solid team around them. Those four quarterbacks are going to lead you to the playoffs, all things on balance. That's the way I feel about those particular four quarterbacks.
I think that's fair, but I think your definition probably I would extend it to more than those four.
That's fine.
If you put a lot good stuff around Jalen Hurts, they're going to go to the playoffs.
Why stop Steiny at like the regular season? That's what hurts me. If these are guys,
why can't we
look at their resume in the playoffs when Lamar or some guys play their worst football or nut up
because
in the
they're going
playoffs?
Against, like, they're going against better teams.
James
they're going against
Harden
better teams,
and, Lamar Jackson
and the teams are more well-prepared. They're going against better teams in the playoffs, and those other teams are more well-prepared to scout than they are during the regular season.
Context.
So we make fun of James Harden, but when Lamar Jackson falls on his face in the playoffs and doesn't
make fun of James Harden.
Well, a lot of people do.
That's a different. It's totally different. And last year, Lamar Jackson lost the playoff game, not because Lamar Jackson. Mark Andrews had a critical drop, if not two, and you're in a spot where you're going to win that game. He delivers a ball on time, and he drops it. So we all lean on quarterback record, and I did a whole thing today on quarterback record, but it's always more than that, and yet you look at this year, and Lamar and Baltimore are 1-3. Has Lamar been bad? No. Now he's hurt. Sorry, Steiny, your fantasy team.
2-3.
He's out 2-3.
Like,
yeah. But they are losing because they have the worst defense in football. So everything is complimentary. And ultimately for Brock, if they can't run it and they can't stop the run, well, then he needs to be carrier.
He's not going
to
be as good.
Right.
Yeah, he's not going to be as good. And that's not that is not, to me, that is not a directive on the contract. If they can't run the ball and they can't rush the passer and the receivers can't catch the ball, and yes,
I'll you with this.
And Brock
I
can't protect the ball.
Correlation, though.
Well, this is never directed. Okay. I mean, we're all just talking here, obviously, to all of our listeners as well. But, like, I just think, man, two things. One, we've got to wrap our head around this is what a quarterback costs, number one. And number two, stand up and be counted that if you're already on contract talk, I would argue you didn't want him in the first place. You didn't want him, which is fine, but just say it.
Yeah.
You didn't
want
him.
That's not me. I was using it to make my point to Steiny, like he's the guy here and is going to be.
It's been two games. He won one of them on the road in Seattle. That's all it's been. And so if you're going to grab Sunday and go, he's overpaid.
No, I just said he was bad Sunday.
Again, anyone out there, if you're saying that, it's all cool, but you didn't want him on the team.
And your first legitimate out is at the end of 2027. So it's this year and two more. And if you want out at that point, then you want John Lynch out and Kyle Shanahan out because they want him.
I got you.
And if they say bye to Brock, then you're saying bye to those two. And now we're looking at a full reset at that point.
Speaking of saying bye.
Uh-oh.
We'll be listening.
It's that time on 95.7, the game.
So sad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.